This is the Lock Show. Jump on the Lock Show. This is the Lock Show. It's been 2 weeks. Hey, it's Friday, and there's really no schedule, rhyme, or reason to the Lock Show. A lot of the reason I haven't really done anything for a couple weeks is I've been fucked. This whole Snowmageddon or whatever they're calling it here in Washington, it's the real deal. For the last 3 days, I haven't been able to get out of my driveway without getting stuck multiple times. Not necessarily an excuse for not doing the show. Just a lot of stuff going on. Now, I'm going to be just completely straightforward. The Beersy shit has blown up, like I kind of talked about in the last video. A little bit stressful because we're oversold by about 2,200 units. And when people buy shit, Amazon kind of fuck things up for everybody. When you buy something on Amazon, you expect that shit to be there the next day or, you know, maybe 3 days tops. Well, nowadays, people don't even read descriptions or let alone, I guess, product titles. Because once I ran out of my stock, I put in the product title. I put back ordered, big bold letters. First sentence of the description of the product, back ordered. Last sentence of the description of the product, back ordered. When you go and check out with the product, it says back ordered. Do you think fucking people read that? Hell no. They don't read nothing. So I've been dealing with probably about 1,200 orders. Not a lot of people saw it and understood, but a lot of people just don't read shit. You just go in there, cool, buy. Yeah, this should be here tomorrow, you know. Even though it's not on Amazon, you're buying it off of a site. And some people just overlook where it says, you know, they're like, what the fuck is back order? What does this mean, you know? It means the shit's not in stock. So when you order it, it's probably not going to be to your house for a while. So I've been dealing with that. Not having to explain too much. For the amount of orders, I really haven't had to explain that much. And everybody's pretty understanding once I say, like, you know, everybody kind of comes off as a little threatening, like, where's my stuff? And I'm like, dude, you just missed the part where it said backordered, you know? And they're like, oh, thank you so much. But it's not a good thing to be backordered because I want to be cranking. Like, it's all stockpiling. Now I'm going to have to spend like 5 hours packing and shipping stuff. So it's been interesting dealing with that, picking to see where the future is going to go of Beersy because it's like I've got people who want to invest. I got people who want to distribute whole lots of things. So it's just been crazy. And this fucking snow, you should see it here. So it typically every single year in Washington, we get hit with, you know, maybe one or two good days of an okay amount of snow. When I first moved to this house I live at now, the first year I did ride my, there's enough snow for me to ride my snow bike out, like not really super comfortably. I couldn't like carve and do all that stuff because I didn't want to hit shit under the snow. But this year, oh my gosh, like one night it snowed like 2 feet and I'm out like having the best time. It's been the best snow I've been in the snow bike all year. So it's been weird. And so it was so cool. I woke up, I saw that it was snowing. You know, we already had about a foot, and then the next night it was just dumping. And so I woke up. What am I? This dude keeps sending me shit. Let me get out of here. So I woke up in the morning and it was like the fucking little kid on Christmas. Like it was the best thing ever. Just tons of snow everywhere. I'm like, no way. Like this is crazy. Like up to the window sill of the window in our living room. Like this is amazing. I had a buddy came over. We went and rode everywhere. Like for the whole day, helped tons of people get unstuck. And then something hit, like it just turned shitty real fast, knowing that I wasn't going to be able to, I thought, you know, I have a big four-wheel drive truck, I'm like, oh, I can get out of my driveway, hell no, like 3 feet of snow, I mean, I obviously wasn't just driving through 3 feet of snow, but it warmed up a little bit, got slushy, and got frustrating, so I'd already helped about 10 people get unstuck, helped my buddy who was snow biking with me get unstuck. And then I'm like, I could probably, he didn't have locking differentials, so I'm like, I could probably get this. I got stuck at like 10 o'clock at night just being a jackass. So, yeah, what's been up with you guys? People are getting mad at me. They're like, where's the damn show? You gonna give up on that like everything else? I don't give up on everything else. There are some things such as like streaming a video game. I 100% gave up on that because I realized that instead of working hard on things, I'd be stressed out about not, you know, getting shit done with the Beersy stuff. So instead of getting shit done with the Beersy stuff, like, I'll just turn on Fortnite and stream. Now, I am partnered. I do make a little bit of money, but it ain't going to pay the bills. So I had to, like, cut myself off, like, cold turkey, say I cannot be playing this shit for 3 hours a day. It is cool. Like, there is an opportunity maybe for growth, but as of right now, it's not getting my shit done. I really think, like, the Beersy stuff, I possibly struck gold, and I need to put my focus into that instead of, you know, streaming. Maybe it's cool for, you know, the 20, 25 people that were in there watching. I don't know. But I had to just be like, fuck this game. Like, I love the game. It's taken over my life. So, but a lot of other things I'll just quit. What the fuck, man? I didn't quit this. I even said in previous episodes I'm going to try and do 1 to 2 a week. Sometimes shit happens. You know? You dig? Typically, this is where we go and make a YouTube life one, but I kind of was just ranting. And I'm looking at my previous episodes of The Lock Show. It says, will I make YouTube videos again? Now, you probably have listened, if you listen to that one, and then you're like, well, what the fuck? You haven't made YouTube videos again, Kyle. What the hell? It's a lot more complicated than that. Like, it's not just about just hopping on. And once I do make videos, I want them to be quality. I don't want to just throw something together and then get a shitty response. And then when I get that shitty response, I'm just going to be like, eh, fuck it. I don't have to deal with that, you know? I want to basically, it's kind of similar to this podcast. It's kind of like document, you know, things going on. Like document the Beersy stuff. There's a lot of fun things that can be done with the Beersy stuff that I can make, you know, entertaining, such as like making the videos and things like that. It's kind of crazy. We just hit that one, the very first video, which is actually fairly simple, wasn't even that cool, just popped off and went viral. And so now I'm just stockpiled with ideas, but I can't do shit right now. I don't want to like post another video and then get 3,000 sales. Would be cool, but it's not cool when you can't deliver that product, you know, like in that time frame of expectation to receive that product. If you feel what I'm saying on that. But no. It's life has been good. Sometimes I have like these major ups and downs of not depression. I'm kids crying, that's depression. Not depression, but it's just like sometimes you wake up in the morning and you're like amped up, ready to fuck shit up. Sometimes you're not, you know, and I've noticed a lot of the times if I don't have like direction with what I'm doing, such as like streaming, there's no direction. Like I'm not like reaching out trying to stream with other dudes for growth. I'm just like popping on and hey, you know, if 15 people show up, fuck yeah. And you know, same with like Facebook, there's really no direction. It's I got a weird mentality. It's all about the thrill of the hunt. And once you catch that prey, you know, it's not as cool. And I've definitely figured out that that's who I am. YouTube, like it was the thrill of the ride up, but once you hit that mountaintop, it's like, okay, you know, and I'm sure it'll be like that with the Beersy stuff, but the thing is, you put it on cruise control, not like fully automated, but you put people in spots to do the shit you don't want, and you do the fun stuff, and once you're kind of over that, then you fill that person in to do that stuff, and I figured out that's the type of person I am. I'm not the type of person that's like, you know, I was satisfied on YouTube when I hit 1 million followers. That was kind of my goal, was to hit 1 million followers. And that was about the point where it's like, okay, now what? You know, and I've talked about this before. Like when I built this house, my, you know, quote unquote dream house, it was a weird time. You know, you think I should be super happy and stuff, and which I was, like getting, you know, being able to build my dream house on acreage, you know, in a nice neighborhood. You know, you think that would be just so amazingly awesome, which it is. But then my mind was like, now what? You know, like like I just work super hard doing stuff on Facebook and stuff. Now I don't really want to do the Facebook stuff anymore, but fuck, that's what I got to do to survive and, you know, pay bills. So I just got myself figured out. So I've kind of been in the zone lately because I know I need some form of project that I'm passionate about, like the Beersy stuff. When you're passionate about something, it makes it not feel like work, you know. Even like doing the website stuff for so long, it's like, fuck, we gotta do the website stuff today, you know. So I challenge you guys, man, aim for your passions. I mean, and it's different for everybody. Your passion literally could be you fucking love making like French fries at McDonald's, you know. If you enjoy that, that's what there. I remember when I worked at McDonald's, a dude was so passionate about his speed on making a fucking Big Mac, and he just loved it. He loved coming in every day. I didn't really give a shit that he was really fast at making a Big Mac, but he enjoyed it. That's what he did to enjoy his job, and that's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. But that's what I've been up to. This baby's been a little wild. That's another. So I kind of came in with excuses, not really excuses, on where I've been the last 2 weeks. The baby ain't been sleeping too hot, you know. So old daddy's been getting a couple hours, you know, a few hours of sleep every night, which is normal for babies, but it doesn't mean it doesn't suck. I mean, our first kid was pretty good. The second one completely sucked. This one's like a mix between the two. He doesn't completely suck, but he sucks enough for it to suck. You know, he's just they all. It's funny, like, because your parents, if you have siblings and stuff, like, they remember so much shit about, like, you know, because Abel basically is a happy-go-lucky. You know, Owen's a little ornery, and it's like they're not the same. They're all. You would think that, you know, same parents, you know, siblings, they're, you know, very similar, but they're not. They're all fucking different. Like, this Jones guy's he's a healthy mix so far. We'll see. He's definitely got more of the Abel genes in him. And then Owen is kind of looks like Rachel's dad, which is creepy. But yeah, he's the sleep. He's just not a sleeper. Like, he just can't fall asleep on his own. Wakes up a bunch at nighttime. So it's, yeah, a lot of that. The snow, the baby being wild. You got newborn baby. You got to give me a little slack on that. You feel me on that shit? But did I tell you guys my idea for Land of the Lock? And I don't even care if somebody steals this idea. I might have talked about it. I know I talked about, like, taking people on snow bike rides. So I ended up posting one Snapchat to my Snapchat, obviously. And I asked people, like, come on a snow bike ride. And it sounded like an awesome idea because I fucking, like, snow biking is my passion. I don't think it's a passion that I'll ever turn into, like, making money. I was on the verge of figuring out and trying to do it by taking people on rides on the snow bike. I have an extra snow bike, and if things were going well, I would get a fleet of snow bikes. But there's a massive issue when it comes to snow bikes. Not everybody has the right skill set to do it. And another thing is it's dependent on the snow. So if you plan a ride a month from now on a certain date and it's raining, what the fuck are you going to do? Just cancel it? You can't really cancel it. That person planned for a month, and now you got to go ride in the rain. And there's just so many different scenarios, so many different, like, snow types. I've taken two people on rides, not people on Snapchat. I've taken a buddy, Keone. His name's Keone, and he's a very experienced dirt bike rider, and he fucking hated it. He hated every single second of snow biking. Like, he kind of got how to ride, but it got off to such a rocky start. We had to ride in rocks, like a snow rock mix, and it was raining, super windy. We were with five snowmobilers, so he's a brand new rider in front of a lot of experienced riders. You're not gonna, like, open up your arsenal by trying to ride, you know. And I thought he would be the one that loved it. So the weather sucked. He just wasn't feeling it. And what do you do? If he's not feeling it, you can't just tell everybody, all right, he doesn't like it, we're turning around going home, you know? And then we had another rider, a brother-in-law, Rachel's brother, who had never been on a bike before, like a bigger bike. He's been on a smaller pit bike. And he hopped on and loved it. The conditions were way better than when Keone went. He loved it. You know, there's a little learning curve. But then we kind of figured out once we kind of started trying to push the riders, I was trying to push him a little bit, and he started to get exhausted and pretty much like couldn't keep up. And he kept falling over, and it's not easy to get up out of the snow when you fall over. And he got exhausted really quick, so I'm like, okay, we've seen the experienced rider not really like this. We've seen the not very experienced rider like it and then be so exhausted that he can't really keep up. And so I kind of was like, I can't do that. There's too many variables, safety-wise, weather-wise. You know, I can't really take people on the snow. I would love to. And another thing is, like, I consider myself, like, a pretty good rider. I've never, like, ridden with a pro rider or nothing, but I'm pretty ballsy when it comes to stuff like that. But it's my passion to ride, and I can't really, like, it's pretty stressful to have, you know, two or three riders trying to teach them how to ride. Some people are going to get it. Some people aren't going to get it. So there's going to be this, like, shaken balance when it comes to taking a group of people, and I didn't really like see growth wise. So like I would never take out 10 brand new snow bike riders. There's like the trail condition could be super different one day to another. You can't really just, if you're not familiar with a dirt bike, like you can't just fucking ream it out in first and second gear, like you'll blow it up. There's just so many factors that play into the bikes. And so I basically scrapped it. I was like, you know, 150 people signed up off this one snap, but I just, way too many factors. But that being said, I think a part of a YouTube series and just taking people out on rides, and there's an opportunity there, is the Razors. So like a 4-seat side-by-side Razor. Now this would be cool because Razors are fun in hot weather. Razors are fun in the rain. Razors are fun in just dog shit weather. You know, you just whatever you wear basically to fight the weather. And they don't have to drive. So if you signed up for this ride, you don't get to drive. So I mean, it makes sense. If you want to, you know, I'm not going to let somebody drive my $30,000 Razor. It's pretty obvious because the snow bike, it's kind of, unless you hit like a tree, it's kind of hard to really fuck up. But a Razor, obviously, somebody could fuck it up if you rolled it on rocks, you know. So I think I'm like 92% sure I want to take people on Razor rides. Now this would be cool. Listen to this. This would be cool. So obviously there's a fee for sitting in the seat, you know, a 4-seat Razor. I don't want to go with three random dudes, so I'll probably bring a friend, and then, you know, people pay to sit in the rear seats. Would be fucking awesome. I think it would be cool. I think there would be a good market. People would be down to do it. You wouldn't just be going on a ride. You'd be able to, you know, drink a little, hang out. We go, you know, go to the river, fucking swim in the river and shit. Just do a big, massive loop, do some rallying, even have some pit stops along the way where, you know, have a tomahawk throwing competition, you know, something like that. But it's way more scalable than it is the snow bike stuff. Like I said, I would never take out, you know, even five riders by myself because that's just way too many variables. But for the Razors, you just scale up in drivers, you know, and machines. Every time you want to, you know, more people to go, you find, you know, a buddy who you know is an experienced driver. You get another machine, and then voila, you know, make people pay to sit in the seat. And you just, it's kind of like they do adventure rides and stuff like that on dual sports all the time. But why can't you have like the Razor version of it? And why can't you have more of like, I'm more aimed at like a, you know, kind of like a, not necessarily a party version, but just kind of stuff like more people will be interested in, you know, by having like, you know, stops along the way. You know, maybe get some, like, incorporate some airsoft type Mario Kart shit going. Could be really fun. And so that's kind of what I haven't really been putting much together. I did put a deposit on a 4-seat Razor today. Doesn't necessarily mean I'm going to get it. It's a refundable deposit. But I think it would be awesome. And it would be something along the lines like, hey, here's the ride dates, go fill them up. You would get time to, you know, fly in if you wanted to fly in and do it. I've already been talking to some influencers. Because think about it this way. Let's think about it this way. Because you got to think about it monetary-wise. I fucking love riding. I love razors and stuff. So anytime I like get something, I'm like, okay, how can I make like somebody else pay for this shit, if that makes sense? And so if you, what if, let's just say, let's just take for instance, let's just let me pick somebody that everybody's heard of, okay? Let's say PewDiePie. He's the one of the biggest YouTubers out there. I go to him and say, hey, PewDiePie, you want to do this ride? And unless I have 5 million, 10 million views a pop on YouTube, the dude ain't going to come ride. So there's a couple things. So if it's either you can pay that person or you have a lot of exposure, such as like Mr. Beast. You know, Mr. Beast, he gets a shit ton of video views a pop. Why would a YouTuber not want to be in his video? They get exposure, you know? Or you pay the fuck out of that person. Like, you should see all these YouTubers doing all these scammy-ass things because they paid them a fuckload. So they'll do it. But take, for instance, okay, let's sit here and do some math. Let's just take PewDiePie. I say, hey, PewDiePie, you want to do a Land of the Lock ride? We're going to do it 2 months from now. So he has 2 months from now to fill up. Let's just say we have five four-seat razors. That is 20 people total, minus four for the drivers. So, or minus five for the drivers. So there's going to be 15 total seats. Listen to me now. This is where the math comes in. I'm just telling you guys my business prospects. 15 total seats. Now, if PewDiePie, one of the biggest YouTubers in the world, he would probably be able to fill each of those seats in a two-month time span. I feel like supply and demand, somebody would pay $1,500 to ride in a fleet with PewDiePie and hang out for the day. Now, that's obviously the biggest fucking YouTuber out there. They would probably pay more. Let's just say $2,500 to hang out with fucking their PewDiePie for the whole day, doing a full day event, you know, in this group. People would pay $2,500. Well, for one day, $2,500 per person, which is 15 people, for one day is $37,000 if you had five four-seat razors, five drivers, and then 15 customers. That's $37,500 for one day. Well, if PewDiePie came out and he wanted to, you know, obviously he's going to have to do it for some type of money, because why the fuck would he do it for views when I'm not getting views at the time? He wouldn't just come out for one day. You know, he would come out for 2 or 3 days, and you would set up, or you would fill those time slots. If he couldn't get anybody to sign up for $2,500, he wouldn't sell it for $2,500. Whatever we felt would be a good price for him to get people to sign up. Now, let's just say he just did that for 2 days. For 2 days, $75,000. You got to think, there are people out there, 100%, would pay $2,500 to ride with PewDiePie for the full day. You know, a full day event, a bunch of shit, just to hang out with the dude. So, with my theory, I mean, it's not just that. It's not like they would just pay the money and just, that's all they get is the ride. There'd be a shitload of goodie bags, tons of stuff incorporated that you could only get on that trip. You following along here? I'm like spilling this all out, and now somebody's going to take my goddamn idea. So, for 2 days, let's just say Saturday and Sunday, he was out here, full day ride, 30 people total, $75,000. Now, obviously, that doesn't all go to him. We do a little split, but I think I'm working on a great business model, because then you film it. That's enough money to get a film crew to film the whole day, and then that's the video on YouTube. You take the 2 days, you combine the footage, all the stuff that you go out and do, and then you start getting more people behind it and coming up with cooler ideas for stops on the trip. I mean, that would be my dream. It's all just theory. It's nothing locked in. I've already talked to some smaller end YouTubers. So let's just think. Okay, five razors, that's expensive as fuck. Let's just say $600 payment on those each month is $3,000 for all those razors. All right, you following along? So that's pretty expensive. So, but what if we just had three razors? Which, that's not that crazy, $1,800. three razors, which is 9 total customers, on a lower end YouTuber who maybe can get $500 out of a person. So 9 customers times 500 is going to be $4,500 for 1 day of one ride. You bring them out for 2 days, that's $9,000 total you get to divvy up. And there's still plenty of money for goodie bags and stuff like that, you know. So interesting business concept. I think it would be really cool. I think it'd be cool just to ride with, you know, I think I could do it myself for a much lower price. But I think it'd be cool to, like Mr. Beast. I mean, those are all fucking massive people, but, I'm not on the pulse of all the YouTubers out there, but I mean, it could turn into something cool where it's like people just recommend that person, you know, you do a deal and he basically finds 9 or 20 of his fans, you know, who are willing to pay $500 to come hang out for the day, go on a ride. They wouldn't be able to drive the razors because that's a lot of liability. I want to go along the lines of experience to even like hiring professional drivers to kind of give them the full effect. But, I think it's a cool business idea. I don't think anybody can really steal it because that's a lot of factors to be able to steal that. Even if somebody did steal it, you know, I just said it here first, but it's not like a product. That's not like you can, it's not like you can go patent my fucking writing idea. But no, that's kind of, I'm just like spilling it all out here, but that's kind of what I've been thinking a lot about. And like I said, it's monetary wise. If it doesn't make much sense monetary wise, then it's hard to do because you can't. And some of you guys aren't going to understand that. Just like pretty much when I started YouTube, like people didn't understand, like, oh wait, you got a family and kids. Why do you need money? You know, like it sucks. But once you get to this age, it's like you can't just do hobbies. You know, you got to provide for your family. But now if you can make your hobbies provide for your family, that's like my thing that I want to do. And I think that this is a very plausible idea to even start with myself. I think for me, even just doing it myself with two razors, I think $250. And like if I did one a month for $250 with two razors, so that's 6 seats. I think the market out like could be that for myself, especially if I showed that it was fun. But one ride would pay for both those razors at $250. So pretty interesting concepts. It seems super fun to me, but I can't do it having 3 kids. I can't just like do it every single weekend of every single month. And that's kind of where it's like, that's where I thought, oh, well, why don't I just have a bigger, you know, like a, and when I say bigger, I just brought up PewDiePie because everybody knows that fucker, same with Mr. Beast. But even like smaller, you know, a dude with, you know, 250,000 followers, like anybody who can fill the damn seats. If it seems like a cool dude, you know, and it doesn't have to be a YouTuber, it can be somebody on Instagram, you know, like if I could go to Supreme Patty and say, yo, check these numbers, dog. I got 4 razors. That leaves us 12 spots. At your size, you should be able to find, all right, 4 razors, yeah, is 12 spots. You should be able to find people that are willing to pay $1,000 a seat, you know. So that's $12,000 for 1 day's ride. You come out for 2 days, we divvy up $25,000, $24,000, you know. I think it would be awesome, and awesome content would be made, especially when you get these big-time personalities out here, and I'd fuck with them a little bit. But I think that would be the big ticket. You know, hook them up with some beers, have it be sponsored by Beersy. I don't know. I don't even know. I didn't come to talk about this, but it just, because the only reason I'm talking about it is because I just did put a deposit on a 4-seat razor. And once I do the deposit and I get that razor, it's ride time. And that's what I'm talking about. But yeah, maybe there's people to test it out. It's not going to happen anytime soon. There's still snow in the mountains. But when the springtime comes and the snow's gone, you know, I'm going to need some people to test it out with me. Maybe we can do it like a break-even fee or something that just makes me pay for fuel, whatever. But you come, you know, especially if I'm driving, you guys can come and fucking drink and shit. But I think it'd be, I also think it'd be super cool. Me and another buddy were looking at like party buses. So you fucking, you have like a F-550 party bus and you tow over, or I mean, the Razors would already be at my dad. So you just party bus over, you know, and we, it'd just be a fucking like, you know, full day party if you wanted. You could have it like more, like rides that are more tailored towards parties and rides that are more just tailored towards like, you know, like a father bringing his son out. You know, that'd be a weird fucking mix if it was half the people partying and the other half like brought their like 16-year-old kids. Like, that'd be weird. So it would obviously, that's going to be like the split. Like, are you here to like, you know, adventure ride part, you know, that's would be the split. Cause it's, yeah, you can't have like a mix of half fucked up people and, you know, half people like feeling uncomfortable about the fucked up people, you know? And the drive, so we would drive from, I live in the Seattle area, you drive from Seattle and it's like an hour and a half, so it's like a fucking party bus, and then you get there and ride, and then you sober up on the way back. It's a fucking perfect mix. Could be amazing. So yeah, let me know how stupid my idea is, I guess. Shoot me a message on Instagram if you're feeling it. Thanks for listening, thanks for watching. This is The Lock Show. Daddy's out. Bye.